The World to Come by Dara Horn, read by William DeFries. Copyright 2006 by Dara Horn. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with W.W. Norton & Company and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. There used to be many families like the Ziskins, families where each person always knew that his life was more than his alone. Families like that still exist, but because there are so few of them, they have become insular, isolated. Their sentiment that the family is the center of the universe broadened to imply that nothing outside the family is worth anything. If you are from one of these families, you believe this, and you always will. Lately, it had begun to seem to Benjamin Ziskin that the entire world was dead, that he was a citizen of a necropolis. While his parents were living, Ben had thought about them only when it made sense to think about them, when he was talking to them, or talking about them, or planning something involving them. But now they were always here, reminding him of their presence at every moment. He saw them in the streets, always from behind, or turning a corner, his father sitting in the bright yellow taxi next to his, shifting in his seat as the cab screeched away in the opposite direction. His mother, dead 6 months now, though it felt like one long night, hurrying along the sidewalk on a Sunday morning, turning into a store just when Ben had come close enough to see her face. It was a relief that Ben could close his office door. Ben was a full-time question writer for the